the Business Bunker.
Ah, good afternoon. Welcome to KentBusinessRadio.co.uk, the Business Bunker show on this Tuesday, October the 14th. You are listening to me, Paul Andrews, and donkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
How are you?
Well, I'm a bit of a loose end.
Have you eaten enough of that cake?
Well, I'm a bit of a loose end with my tea bag at the moment.
Yeah, well, I'm not dealing with that.
No.
Listener, you wouldn't believe how much cake she's got here. She's got cake coming out of her ears. There's cake everywhere.
I am on the, it's feeling a little bit on the queasy side.
I'm not surprised with the amount of cake you put away.
Luckily, Terry arrived.
After the three bottles of Prosecco for breakfast, and then all of that cake, I just unbelievable amount of capacity that you've tucked away there, Julesy.
You see, on the Superior show, which is Scoff and Quaff live every Tuesday, 11 to 12, prior to the Business Bunker, we had the fabulous Kent Cookery School, Paul Andrews.
Did you?
With Dan Kennedy, who was telling us all about
his
events. I
tried some of those little pepper things he had. They were gorgeous.
They were so nice. And of course,
they were neat.
They were very few calories, just lovely pepper with little chopped onion. Nice hors d'oeuvre, and
hors d'oeuvre,
Inspector Clouseau, and he does lovely cookery events, so you should go along and try to make those hors d'oeuvres,
really,
rather than just eating them. And he's in a place, I've forgotten where he was, he's in a little hamlet. Did you listen to my show, or were you out?
No, of course I didn't. Of course I didn't listen to your show. Why would I do that?
Merchant Le Hatch, or
something. Merchant Le Hatch, yes, outside Ashford.
Strange name.
So that's like, just outside Ashford.
Well, you'd know, because you know everything like this. I asked him if it was a hamlet, and he went quiet, he didn't know.
No, but he probably thought you meant a cigar.
Is it a hamlet?
No, it's hamlet stroke village.
Has it got a church?
Yeah, yeah.
Church hall?
Yes, it has. It's got quite a few things, actually.
Pub?
Yeah, and a quite... There's a restaurant there as well called The Secret Garden, which is really nice.
Ah, Village Green?
Yeah, and a cricket club and all kinds of things.
So it's probably a bit bigger than a hamlet.
It's a city. Let's cut to the nub.
Well, yeah. When you're going to these Gravesend... What is it called? You know, Ebbsfleet.
Ebbsfleet
Village,
Garden City.
When you go there, tell them what I want. I want that.
Oh, really?
I want the pub. I've already done the cricket pitch. The local store.
Do you know I'm on the BBC again tomorrow?
Again?
Yeah.
What time?
7:30 in the morning.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We're talking about that, are you?
No, it's something completely different.
What are you talking about?
Fake degrees.
Oh, right. Mm. You've got quite a few of those.
What, fake degrees?
I used to like the 3 degrees. I thought they were a much better group.
Yeah, until there were too many of them. Fake ones. Very funny.
Anyway.
Jules. Very funny, Jules, yeah. But anyway, listen.
But what Terry Roffey, is it Roffey? Roffey.
Yeah.
Terry Roffey has been tucking into is the lovely Kent Cookery School.
They do look nice.
They are. And little
marshmallows
dumplings.
And
then Marshmallow Heaven. That's Faye Crystal.
Mm.
So fabulous. And you can find them at Aylesford Farmers Market this Sunday.
Cool. Thank you for that. Mm. Anyway, enough of that nonsense.
Who's your sponsor?
Today's sponsor is Telcare Limited, the telecommunications provider over there on the Medway City Estate. And they say, are you thinking about a new telephone system but don't know where to start? It really can be a daunting experience, especially if you haven't got a lot of time to give the project, your present system isn't working properly, or you are presented with lots of different options. Before you move, it's worth considering a few things. What exactly do you want to achieve by the proposed purchase? What's your budget and how will you pay? What do you want to do about telephone lines? Have you got lines already or do you need to order new ones? Cabling, is there existing cabling or does your premises need cabling from scratch? Or how many users will you be catering for? You can worry about all of that or you can call Telcare and they'll sort it all out
one
for you.
One little phone call.
So one little phone call
maybe
to the fabulous folks over there at Telcare and you are home and dry.
Maybe if you don't have a phone, you need to go to a little phone box to do that one phone call. But after that, you'd be fine.
Yeah, highly unlikely
well,
that you don't have access to
on
a
your
phone.
Computer,
yeah,
you?
But do contact the folks over there at Telcare. Telcare actually provide the telecommunications infrastructure for this very radio station as well.
Channel
they
radio.
Provide our lease lines, and since they've been doing that, we have been Touchwood incredibly lucky to have a very robust service. With a fantastic customer service from the folks at Telcare.
Yeah, and look who did it for us, David.
David
in
Settle.
In person.
Who is currently residing in Chicago, I think, having won a competition.
Probably having a little Chicago pizza at the moment.
Do you think so?
Quite a large one.
In the windy city.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It is quite windy there. I went there and they're very hospitable. They give
it's
you
windy
huge
wherever you
portions.
Go, really.
Oh, I think that's a little bit beyond.
Was that below the belt?
Little bit.
Was it?
Little bit.
Oh dear.
Yeah, I might bring up some things that I could, but I'm far too.
Really?
Far too much of a lady, Paul Andrews.
You're a lady.
I'm a lady.
She's a lady, listeners. She's a lady.
That's why I eat marshmallows.
That's right. Okay. Anyway, listen, enough of this nonsense. We'd like to hear from you, the businesses of Kent, and you can get in touch with us in all the usual ways. You can call us on 01303 874 998. That's 01303 874 998. But you're more likely to get hold of us by emailing us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But in fact, the best way to talk to us while we're live on air is to interact by tweeting me at VanillaWeb. We've already had over 20 tweets in, and I will be reading some of the tweets in a moment. But I think we'll start with an email, please, Jules.
Okay. Just heard from Chris Connect on Twitter, just to annoy you.
Hello, so Polly.
Thought I'd start off on Twitter.
Yep.
There's a Kent...
Because I asked you to read an email, so you're going to read a tweet.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah, now that figures.
Kent and Victor Chamber have an after-hours club. This is 6 to 7pm. Mm-hmm. They say there's no need to book. Just turn up and look for your next clients. It's popular and highly successful networking event.
It is, and actually.
It
I'll go to quite a few of those.
Do you know, there's one next Tuesday at the 20th, it's 21st of October, which is my mummy's birthday.
Is it? Are you going to take your mum to it?
No, I'm not. I'm actually taking her to Trafalgar night at the Eastwell Manor.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. I'm going to wear one of those little triangular hats.
Oh, are you? A tricorn?
Yeah. Trafalgar hat, isn't it?
Isn't it?
I've actually booked her into...
Hold on, you're going as a wench.
No,
you're
going
as a wench, aren't you?
Nelson.
All bosoms and tricorn hat. You're going as a wench.
She's going
as a wench, listener.
Wenches don't wear tricorn hats.
No, but you need to.
No, Nelson did. I'm going just with my arm tucked in like that.
Right.
Is it left or right arm?
I don't know.
But I booked her into the Eastwell Manor Spa all day. Because I'm here,
grief.
You see. I couldn't look after her.
Right.
So I'm billing you.
thanks.
It's all on your bill on Channel
Radio.
Yeah,
it doesn't surprise me.
Anyway, 21st of October, my mother's birthday. Ruth, hello.
Happy birthday
to you,
Mum.
I didn't know you were my brother. There you go. Abbots Barton, Canterbury, 21st of October. And there's another one on the 21st of October, which is at the Russell Hotel in Maidstone. And there's yet one more, which is on Nucleus Arts in Chatham. What's Nucleus Arts in Chatham?
I don't know. You're reading it, not me.
Well, it just says Nucleus Arts. It must be some gallery or something.
Quite possibly.
Now, to find out more, listener, www.kentinvictchamber.co.uk/events. And there is a phone number, which is 01-233-503-833. And that sounds like a good one.
Fantabulous. We've had a tweet from Lee at Ancorians Football Club who says, it's the Business Bunker Show on Kent Business Radio and we're listening in. Thank you for that, Lee, and all the folks over at Ancorians, the community football club over in Medway. And also we've had a tweet from the Ministry for Growth. And they're saying, come and meet our very own Deb Sen, who's one of the guys from the Ministry of Growth. It doesn't say where. Yes, it does. sekgroup.org.uk. If you check that website out, sekgroup.org.uk, you can find out about the Ministry of Growth meetup. We've also had a tweet from AM Marketing over there in Maidstone, who say that Amy and the team are looking in. So welcome, guys.
We've got a new one, which is Hannah at Chartway.
All right.
Morning, Vanilla Web, and Jules Serkin. Hi, it's Hannah from Chartway, janitorial.
You can't say that, can you?
Well, it's because I haven't got my glasses, and I'm looking through the spit guard, which doesn't help. Janitorial in Headcorn, and we're a family-run cleaning and hygiene company. Get in touch. We could do with them to do a whip round to here, frankly.
Yeah.
Because your loo floor needs steaming, doesn't it? I keep meaning to bring my steamer in.
Yeah, it does.
We could do with them.
And Jules does have a tendency to tweet out photos of me sweeping up of a morning.
Yeah, that always perks me up when I see you doing that.
I want to read an email.
Do?
Yeah, about the fabulous people at the Kent Deaf Children's Society.
Oh, well, this is
They're going to invite you to awards and recognition and achievement party on the 8th of November at the Hempstead House Hotel and Spa. And it's from 5pm until late. It's an evening dedicated to recognising and celebrating the achievements of the young deaf people of Kent, the professionals and organisations that support them, as well as their family and friends. We would be delighted for all families, including children of all ages, to come and help us celebrate those who have been nominated or been fortunate enough to win an award. The evening will be a huge success if well supported, especially by those who appreciate firsthand the barriers that deaf children have to overcome on a daily basis. Do please come along to that. Unfortunately, it's me that's presenting the awards, but there's no one special there, but it will be a fabulous evening. And can I just ask any business out there that would like to donate a raffle prize?
Definitely.
That would be most welcome. And you can get hold of me at bunker@campusinessradio.co.uk if you wish to do that. Or you can go to the campusinessradio.co.uk website, click on blogs, and there is a blog about the Kent Jazz for Children's Society with all the details about how you book your tickets, nominate people, and all kinds of other things. Or you can go to their website, which is www.kdcs.org. Or you can email them at office@kdcs.org. Please do support them. They're a fabulous charity. They rely totally on public donations. They get no other money, no other funds, and they do a fantastic job for the young, deaf and hard of hearing children in the County of Kent.
And it was Sally for Cakes that first turned us on to
it.
That,
was indeed.
Wasn't it?
It was a dear old Sal that told us all about KDCS and the lovely Louise Henley, who is the chair of that august organisation.
And so you're going to be presenting the
show. I'm doing a speech and presenting the prizes, yeah.
Oh, I wonder what you'll be wearing.
Guess.
Probably a little
my onesie.
Velvet.
My tiger jacket. Skin onesie and a mankini, quite possibly, as I normally do at these black tie events.
That's been done.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Chris Pollard is saying that you've got to tell me about your ribeye steak.
Yes, indeed.
Did you have one?
Yes, indeed. Chris and I had lunch at Frankie's Farm Shop in Staplehurst on Saturday, and very nice it was too. And we had a lovely conversation with Frankie. We also met the lovely Claire Edwards, who is a bread baker extraordinaire. And you can follow Claire on the Twitter at the Dough Dolly.
The Dough Dolly, I love that.
The Dough Dolly.
Was it Dolly Dough or Dough Dolly?
No, the Dough Dolly.
I love that.
Yeah, well, that
did
was
you
Chris.
Set that name up?
No, Chris invented that.
I love that.
The Dough Dolly, and she makes the most fantabulous bread, which is for sale at the farm shop at Frankie's.
So let's get this straight. You had ribeye and you had Dolly Dough's bread.
I did indeed.
And now you're telling me that you found your trousers a wee bit tight this morning.
I am indeed.
And you're blaming. What?
Yeah, but I did work some of it off. Because,
oh, the rowing!
Yes, because what happened is, once we left Frankie's fantastic brunch restaurant, we went to Marden, and we went to see a bunch of guys from Dandelion Time,
right,
who are a charity that deal with abused, traumatised and neglected children.
Well, that sounds like a great
Absolutely.
Charity.
And they were raising money with a rowathon. And they were, so they're fixed rowing machines, but the idea was to row from Marden to Monaco over the weekend.
Yeah.
So they had loads of people coming in and rowing, and I rocked up and was forced to row a little bit.
You didn't really know you were going to be doing it.
I didn't, and I wasn't really
had the right attire.
Now, I did a quick 100 miles, or was it a kilometre, one of those, near enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I knocked that off, and then we had a chat to them. But Chris Pollard went back the next day and did some more rowing.
So, hang on, did you have the ribeye steak first?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you went and rowed?
And then I went and rowed. Wasn't good, was
dear,
it?
All that bending forwards. Little cough up.
Yeah, yeah.
As well.
Mm-hmm.
Well done, yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought the attire you were wearing wasn't quite suitable, I must say, when I saw the twit pic.
Really?
But what they're saying is, Frankie's are saying, Jules Serkin, we've got ribeye and prosecco for you already, Jules.
I warned them that you might come down one day, and they rang up and ordered a couple of tankers of prosecco.
Yeah, but I'd
for
have
lunch.
To have a driver, wouldn't I?
Yeah.
Or is there a bus?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll tell you what, read an email.
Okay, Stephen Jenner is listening in. Hello.
Hi, tweeting. Steve, how are you?
And also Ecomedia, the lovely brand.
I've got something to read out about them later.
Well, he's saying, listening in to Vanilla Webb and Jules Serkin and looking forward to the Business Bunker Business Apprenticeships web dev, #Charlie. I don't know what that's about. And Bill Skinner he's listening to as well,
mm-hmm.
which will be our later on interview, won't it?
Yeah, well, Ecomedia developed the Bill Skinner Gallery's studio's website.
Okay, now I know.
I happen to know.
I thought it was some sort of in-joke.
No.
And, of course, they'll be listening to Brooke Security with the lovely Terry, who he might stop eating the marshmallows.
I want to give you a shout-out. I couldn't remember them, which is why I was kind of getting Jules to read an email while I looked them up.
Yeah.
I want to give you a shout-out for all the Twitter handles of the people I just mentioned. Frankie's Farm Shop is Frankie's Shop. Frankie, F-R-A-N-K-I-E-S, Shop. Frankie's Shop, all one word. The guys that provided all the rowing equipment and provided the gym the guys from NMA_PT, and that's a gym in Marden, NMA_PT, and the Dandelion Time charity is Dandelion Time UK. And of course, the Dough Dolly, who we mentioned earlier with her fabulous bread. So do check out all of those people and give them a follow on the Twitter and say what a fabulous, fabulous thing they achieved. They did. It was 1,000 miles they rode over the weekend.
So did they play that song by the Proclaimers?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I could walk 500 yards. Yeah, that's
miles.
It. Oh, is it?
Miles.
No, I could walk 500 yards.
I love that song. I think that should be a wedding song. Just had a new...
yeah, as long as you're going in opposite directions.
Well, maybe.
Clear off, and when you've cleared off, stay cleared off. Yeah, okay.
We've had a new follower, which is David Morris at DSM2408, and he is something quite interesting. He's a national accounts manager for at Flint and Flame. And he says, made from high-quality German carbon steel, celebrated by top chefs and passionate home cooks alike. And he's listening in Oxfordshire.
Okay.
Hello to him.
Cool. I just...
You didn't want me to read an email.
No, I need to tell you this as well.
Okay.
Because I was blown away by this, and I don't normally do trumpet blowing here.
Gushing.
But it's just blew me away. It's an email I got. I don't know if you remember, last week was Herbs Palsy Awareness Week. And we did tell you the story about the year before when a listener to the show suddenly realised when we read out the symptoms of Herbs Palsy that they were a sufferer.
Yeah.
Contacted the
this
Herbs
was
Palsy.
Amazing.
Yeah, contacted the Herbs Palsy charity, was diagnosed as being a sufferer and was helped with treatment
and
after 20
know.
Years. And he didn't know.
And so his GP hadn't.
No, absolutely. So it was a great, that was a great thing for us, and it made us feel really good. And anyway, this year, the Herbs Palsy guys came back to us and said, would we help them promoting the Herbs Palsy Awareness Week, which we were happy to do.
Mm.
And in fact, we did. And in fact, I do happen to know that they've had contact from 3 or 4 other people in similar circumstances because of listening to the show.
It's quite a rare illness.
It is. It's very rare. But what I wanted to do was read out this little email that they sent me with some statistics attached. And it just says, hi, Paul. As we discussed, you will see from the staggering reach which your Vanilla Web, that's my Twitter handle, has. You have helped the Herbs Palsy group so much, and we want to say thank you for your time, effort and support. There's nothing compared to what those guys do. But what I wanted to tell you was about the reach, because they've showed me their stats.
Mm.
And between October the 5th and October the 11th, that's the day before, during and 2 days after the Bunker show last week, the first tweet I sent out was read by 144,282 people, and the second tweet I sent out was 96,188.
Mm. I'm just picking Terry up off the floor.
Yeah,
with those,
that just shows you how powerful the reach is.
May I say, Paul Andrews, that we're getting this every week now when listeners come on, aren't we?
Absolutely, we are.
On Scoff and Quaff and yours, your little show, Business
My
Bunker.
My little show, yeah.
They're coming on, running in, showing us their stats.
Absolutely.
There's a roadshow, the tour, and it's urging Canterbury small businesses to get growing. Small businesses in Canterbury are being encouraged to grow thanks to a new government-backed business tour. It's Get Growing, the Great British Business Roadshow. It's supported by the Department for Business and Innovative and Skills. Innovation and Skills. We'll visit... I haven't got my glasses. I changed handbags. You know what it's like when you're a lady. So they will visit Canterbury on Thursday the 20th of November, and they will provide advice, support and insights about growing a business from some of the country's leading small business support providers. And the tour is being led by pioneering cloud accountancy company Free Agent, who provide the UK's market-leading online accounting system for small businesses and freelancers. It's also supported by other high-profile service providers, including PayPal, Constant Contact, and Elance and Penelope. Delegates who attend the event, and it will take place at the Abode. Quite a small hotel, the Abode, but very, very nice. They'll receive a range of useful information designed to help them grow their businesses, as well as attending interactive workshops, networking with other local small businesses, and learning about local support available from the event's regional partners, Start My Biz and Grow My Biz. So, to find out more, you need to go on to britishbusinessroadshow.co.uk, also 3ws.freeagent.com for more details. But it is, as I said, on Thursday the 20th of November at the Abode Hotel. Sounds really, really good, that.
Cool.
Can I snaffle that for my business column?
Yes, you can indeed.
Okay.
Karen Thomas has tweeted and emailed. Karen is from Breathe In Shore. And she says she's tuned into the Business Bunker show, listening to me and Jules, and the show sponsored by Telcare. And she says, I offer easy to understand, no obligation insurance advice to Kent business owners who aren't sure what cover they need. Here's an insurance tip for you. If you employ anyone in your business, employer's liability insurance is a legal requirement. That's absolutely true. You can follow Karen on the Twitter at Breathe. That's the word Breathe, insure, all one word. And let me see if I can find a website. It's breatheinsurance.co.uk. So breatheinsurance.co.uk, or follow Karen Thomas on the Twitter at Breathe Insure. Thank you for that, Karen. Do you know what we're going to do now, Julesy?
Well, I was thinking about doing a bit of praying. What do you think?
Praying?
Yeah, I suddenly feel, well, after those marshmallow heaven, feel a bit, you know, like getting down on my knees.
Did you?
Just saying a little prayer. Or something.
Right.
What do you think? A little bit of, you know, maybe down on your knee. But can you ever get up again once you've been down on your knees?
No, I can't. Somebody was just saying about me going down to the gym as well.
Do you find when you say a little prayer, though, you...
oh, you're so
you
good.
You can't get back up.
You are so good.
Mind you, they do have cushions in church.
Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show on Tuesday, October the 14th, with me, Paul Andrews, and the lovely Jules Serkin. That was a bit of Aretha Franklin there. You enjoyed that, Jules?
I did, yeah. I ate a few marshmallow heavens while
I saw you devoured half a dozen or so, yeah, while you were just popping those in.
Doing a little 60s dance.
Yeah. We've had a tweet from Core Financial, funnily enough, based over there at Turkey Mill, which Terry and I were talking about earlier.
Your first job?
My first job was at Tokyo.
Crawling through a...
I was a grease monkey. It was my first job. Grease monkey and rat smasher. Looking forward to and enjoying the Business Bunker show today with a nice cup of coffee. So thank you all the folks over there at Core Finance over at Turkey Mill in Maidstone. Do you know what we're going to do now? We're going to play an interview that I recorded last Friday evening when I went along to meet the fabulous people at the Bill Skinner Studios in Tenterton. And there's also, actually, the thing was videoed as well. So if you want to see some of the things that we're talking about in the interview, because Bill was showing me some of the jewellery he designed, if you want to physically see that, if you follow my Twitter account, you can find a link to the YouTube video that does the same thing, so you can have a look at
that. What kind of things? Is it contemporary?
It's very contemporary.
Because I was invited too, you know, to Tenterden.
Yeah, well, I didn't tell you.
No, he invited me.
Okay, well, have a listen and see what you think.
Tell me.
Yeah. This is Paul Andrews reporting for the Business Bunker show at the Bill Skinner Gallery in Tenterton, and I'm joined by Bill Skinner. Hello, Bill.
Hello, mate. How are you?
I'm really well, thanks. And so, I tell you what, Bill, tell us a little bit about you and your background, and then we'll talk a little bit about both this gallery, and you've got a gallery in Tunbridge Wells, aren't you?
No. Ours is in a little village called Otford, which is just north of the
Yes, Nightwell. Yeah. Yep.
I started out more or less straight from school.
Right.
Making jewellery or working in a jeweller's, and after a while, finding myself sent off to art school on a day release thing, decided I'd quite like that, and so I managed to bamboozle my way into the Sir John Cass College of Art, and stayed there for a few years, and I left there, and then I had several more jobs.
Sure.
After that, I decided to go as a freelance master pattern maker.
Right.
And
okay.
The master pattern maker is the guy who makes the originals
right. Of
all these sort of things. I've always loved carving metal and making little sculptures and stuff like that.
Mm.
And I ended up pretty good at it. And so I kind of gravitated towards that way of working.
So tell us a little bit about that kind of business. So you started kind of designing what I would call templates in my business, things that you design for other people, presumably,
yeah.
that they then copy or mass produce from?
Yeah, precisely. Yeah. Mm. At one stage of the campaign, there was a manufacturing business in this country. Mm. No longer is, sadly. Mm. It's all gone abroad.
Right. Okay.
I just was a service that I used to go around to all sorts of people, from the very lowest to West End people like Asprey and
that.
Mm-hmm. Done a bit for Van Cleef in Paris and stuff. I'm so proud of that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And then we worked for other guys who were slightly more elevated in their connections. Mm-hmm. So we've worked for the Queen and all sorts of things.
Okay.
Made all sorts of stuff. Anyway, so that was the business we were in. And I then, after a while, took on an apprentice, and that grew more and more. And then I got approached by a chap called Simon Wilson from Butler & Wilson, who were a big costume company in London. And he asked me if I could not only do the designing and make the patterns for him, but supply him with stuff.
Right, okay.
And so I started actually having the stuff manufactured, made it for him, and supplied it. And that worked very well.
Okay, and where were you based at that time, Bill?
We were based in a place called New Eltham, which is near Sidcup. That sort of grew and grew and grew. Mm. And eventually we decided, we'll buy our own studio premises, and we were looking for a little village, some kind of sort of rural retreat, and we hit on Otford.
Yeah, and a lovely place it is, too.
Yeah, it is nice, actually. It's very nice.
Right.
It's not as bad as it was. I mean, when the post office closes for lunch, you know you're in the country.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So that's where we stayed for ages and ages, doing this sort of work. Mm. Basically, we then expanded on that thing of supplying jewellery.
Mm.
And got started approaching more elevated sort of clientele. We got the couture houses, Vivian Westwood, right, okay. Roland Moray, did a bit for Zandra Rhodes, Paul Smith, those sort of people, and making their collections.
Can I ask, when you were doing that kind of work, are you working to commissions so they say, this is the kind of thing we want? Or are you going, hey, look, this will suit your collection and your designs, and they go, yeah, like that one, not that one?
Entirely both.
Right.
Absolutely. When I started with Vivian, I designed it all for her. Right. I used to do her catwalk collections, everything, the whole lot. And we'd turn up with ideas, and she'd say, I really like that, and we'd make slight modifications and fiddle around. And it was a kind of a collaborative thing, which is lovely, because she's really charming woman, and we got on like a house on fire, got a lot done. Then, as the thing grows, then she gets more involved with other parts of the business and delegates that away, and then you get people who want to build their own little empire, and so and that free and easy attitude goes, and you get given stuff that you've got to make.
Right.
So, but we could do either, so it wasn't really a problem.
Okay.
But that's one of the great things, because actually now with our own collection, we have the freedom to make exactly what we want. We have flights of fancy of our own particular stamp and mark, and it's just lovely.
Absolutely. I tell you what, tell us a little bit about some of, you've got a range of your designs and products here. Tell us a little bit about some of them and the inspiration behind them and your feelings about what you've got here.
Okay, well, how can I tell you? Well, let's start with him.
Mm.
My son has a cushion indoors that is dogs in jackets, and it's all different colours.
Yes, I know, yeah.
And he particularly thinks this particularly smart, and he said, well, Bill, let's make a collection based on that.
Okay.
And here it is. And this is the company dog. This is Wally.
it's a ring with a gold dog on it in a very fetching crimson waistcoat.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, so that's sort of, we made that for him. And this is a kind of, sort of typifies the carving aspect of our work.
Absolutely.
All this is done in metal, by hand. Mm. Like, for instance, we have this tiger, which is a necklace of a tiger with a tassel hanging out the bottom.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
We can
how gorgeous.
Imperious, the boys look. So we do all those sort of things. That's lovely. That's lovely. I should have saved myself and shouldn't. And here, once again, we have some little Scotty dogs and odds and ends like that, and a bracelet with all sorts of different dog charms on it.
Cool. And the tiger head, so I caught my eye there.
Oh, right.
Are they earrings?
Yeah, these are the a pair of earrings that are little studs, all done in gold and enamel. And so they are all part of the tiger collection.
Right.
The tiger collection. This one is just the tigers. Then we have white tigers as well, which is the whole thing, but done in kind of pave.
Right.
I thought we'd do this white tigers to start with, because I saw there's a couple of magicians from Las Vegas.
Yes, yeah.
Somebody or other,
Siegfried and Roy, yes.
And they've got white tigers, and they've got this kind of stylishness about them. I thought I'd try it out.
Mm.
But we offered them, oddly enough, to London Zoo, with whom we do a bit of work.
Mm.
And we got chewed off, I mean, God almighty, told off really badly. It appears there are some kind of an abomination in the tiger world, white tigers. You
albino tigers. We don't talk about them.
Nobody talks about albino tigers. They're horrible. Anyway, so then here we have, I love these. These are little
kind of teddy bears.
These are tiny little teddy bears, but all their arms and legs move and stuff like that.
And what's the covering on it? Oh, they move.
Yeah.
The legs move and everything. And listen, you've got to see this, because the teddy bear itself is, what, a centimetre?
Something like that. Might be a little over a centimetre.
Yeah, a little over. It's not very big, but its arms and legs move. Wow,
yeah.
It's incredible.
And I particularly like the way he does that. That's I'm very pleased with him there. And who doesn't like a tenny?
Exactly.
And I think we've also got somewhere... Oh, right, here we are. Same thing happens, but this is with a kind of a toy rabbit. Just his arm, or just his legs in this picture. It's a garden down there.
Fantastic.
They're quite good, because actually you can sit them down.
Right.
Then here we're starting to get away a little bit from the animal thing, which we don't want to come known as just the animal place. So this is a thing that's based on the signs of the zodiac.
Right.
All
okay.
These are different constellations stuck around here.
You're going to tell me that moves now as well, aren't you?
Oh yeah, it spins.
It does
yeah.
too.
Wow. Yeah. Awesome. Do the same thing in the ring here.
Wow.
He spins around a tree.
That is so Harry Potter.
It is, yes, it is. Well, very, very popular.
People I'm sure. They're absolutely gorgeous pieces.
A lady's been reordered that, I mean, about three times, and she's had it about 4 weeks, I think. And then we have all these different... these are Swarovski stones that we're
right.
using. We're
okay.
just occupying them. What have we got finally? Oh, this is the woodland thing.
Right.
Where we have squirrels, so we've got this little chap here, which I particularly like. I mean, it's a sad thing for a grown man to do. This, this is it's a little acorn like that.
Yeah.
And you open him up. There we are. And you've got
and a squirrel,
a little baby squirrel asleep inside and stuff like
wow.
that. And then all sorts of foxes and squirrels and acorns and that sort of stuff lying around.
It's so absolutely fabulous. Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful work and intricate detail. And all of them move, and that's just so amazing.
Yeah.
So, nowadays, you have two galleries.
Yep.
Oxford and Tenterton.
That's correct.
I think Tenterton hasn't been open that long.
Almost a year now.
Nearly a year.
Yeah.
Okay, so coming along.
Cool. Yeah.
And any plans to open further, or is this it?
Well, this has been... quite a successful little operation, and we always decided that what we do is give it a go, see how it worked out, and it's been pretty good, and so there's no reason at all why we shouldn't open another one in another location similar to Tenterton.
Yeah.
Toby, my son, who is the managing director of the company, he joined us about 5 years ago now, and has been more one of the driving forces behind
right.
the whole brand.
Right.
And he was the one who decided we have a go at this. And I think he wouldn't mind having tried another one somewhere or other.
Fantastic.
And, so,
and for people that don't live in Oxford or Tenterton or around this area, can they see some of your work online?
Of course they can, yeah. We've got Bill Skinner. Oh, no, what is it? The BillSkinnerStudio.co.uk.
Yep.
That's it.
The BillSkinnerStudio.co.uk.
Cool. That's the one.
We'll put a link to that on the Business Bunker Radio site so that people can come and have a look at it and see what you've produced, because it is absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you so much, sir.
Bill, it was a pleasure to meet you, and thank you so much for showing us your collection.
Thank you very much indeed for taking the trouble to come and see us.
Best of luck. Thank you.
Thank you, mate.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk, on ChannelRadio.co.uk on Tuesday, October the 14th. That was an interview that we did last week with Mr. Bill Skinner
of
the Bill
lovely.
Skinner Studios. He's a lovely, lovely very. Guy. He's incredibly passionate. He's very talented.
And that
brilliant
little
designer.
Acorn.
Oh, you really need to look at the video to see the jewellery that he's made and designed. It is absolutely exquisitely gorgeous.
And is it on your Business Bunker website?
No, we haven't got the video up there because I don't own the video.
Right.
The video is owned by Oliver McNeil, who filmed it, of Legend Studios. But if you follow me on the Twitter, Vanilla Web, I have tweeted a link to the YouTube video of it. And Bill, if you follow Bill, I think their Bill Skinner UK is their Twitter handle. Again, you'll find the YouTube video, which is just a video of that interview that you've just heard. But of course, you can actually see the jewellery. And funnily enough, we had an email in from Eke Media.
The lovely brand.
Yeah, and this is a completely different story, but I'll tell you at the end why there's a link here. Yeah, and Eke Media say, now using real builders to build websites. Okay, the old Printworks in Oxford is undergoing something of a transformation at the moment. The old Printworks is where Eke Media is based. Eke Media, who call the studio offices home, have been working hard to bring some of their unique style and flair to the building. But they didn't mean ignoring an opportunity to build a team too. When director Brant McNaughton Q Jules' New Zealand accent.
The fish and chips, and he loves a pin and a pen.
Thank you for that, Jules.
Yes.
When director Bram McNaughton called in a local firm of painters and builders, little did he realise he would soon be sprucing up his own team of designers and developers. We were enjoying a staff barbecue one Friday when Charlie...
They have a lot of those staff barbecues. Always seem to be having
them. Throw a lamb on the barbie.
No, that's Australian.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Ah.
No, what would they do? Put a little kiwi bird on. What do New Zealand
They've got sheep
people?
In New Zealand, haven't
oh,
they?
Oh, yeah.
They've got sheep.
Yeah, but don't
they
go...
They've got sheep.
Don't go all Rolf Harris, because okay. It's not, is it?
No, don't start that. The young lad helping the builders sidles up and asks what is we do.
Sidled.
Upon learning... He sidled. Upon learning that we're a web development company, he revealed that as well as a dab hab with a paintbrush, he was actually studying digital design at Bromley College.
Gosh.
So we suggested he swap his brush for a mouse for a week or two of work experience. The timing couldn't have been better. We had quite a bit on and needed a spare set of hands to get some products and copy updated on a couple of clients' websites. Charlie impressed us with his get the job done work ethic on the building site, and it was just as evident in his work with us on the web development side, says Brent. The way was cleared for Charlie to join the EK Media team as an apprentice, and he is quickly learning the EK way of doing things. He said the guys at EK Media are great at what they do. They're also really good at talking me through the intricacies of web design rather than just showing me how to do it. I'm really happy to be the new guy in the studio and loving the work. I've already helped build two small client websites and together with the other guys contributed to the launch of a large e-commerce project. They're also really happy to hear my suggestions too. I think I'm going to like it here.
Oh,
so that's fantastic
that's
news.
That's a lovely story.
Well, a brilliant story. I hope you have loads of fun there, Charlie. I'm sure you will, because I know Brent, Liz and all the team, Luke and everyone at EK Media, fabulous small company to work for. If you want to find out more about EK Media, you can go to their website, which is www.ekmedia. That's ECEMEDIA, ekmedia.com. And just for completeness, EK Media actually built the e-commerce website for Bill Skinner Studio,
we've
just listened to. So there
Slotted
you go.
Very nicely.
Isn't it good when this show comes together in a top production epic?
Once in a blue moon, you get it together, don't you? Isn't
really?
That a Barry White song?
I hope so, because I hope you weren't talking about my efforts at production.
No,
because
I'm very impressed.
This show is heavily produced.
Exactly.
Or something.
Yeah. Heavier than he was last week, anyway, that's for sure. There's a Kent tweet up, and the next one, as you know, they're all throughout Kent, but the next one will be...
Really?
On
Kent tweets... Kent are in Kent, blimey.
Yes, they are.
That's lucky, isn't it?
There's one in Twitstable.
In Twitstable
at the Hotel Continental.
Beach Street.
It is.
Beach Street, Whitstable.
Right on sea.
Wow.
On sea front. And it's Thursday the 16th.
Have they moved Whitstable to Yorkshire?
No, have they really? We haven't had the opportunity of doing a little Tetley tea bag or a Timmy
So you thought you'd slip that in and hope nobody noticed.
Who was that lovely lady used to come on from Yorkshire?
Suzanne Wood.
Where's she?
Yeah, the fiberglass girl she's known as on the Twitter.
But where's she when we want to do Yorkshire?
Yeah, I haven't spoken to Suzanne for ages, actually.
I have Yorkshire, I'm missing it. What's the word? Withdrawals.
So basically, this effort that's happening in Tankerton has now been transported to Yorkshire.
Well, it's Whitstable, but I can say it in a Yorkshire accent.
Okay.
So, Whitstable, it's Thursday the 16th of October at the Hotel Continental. It's 10 a.m, as I was explaining to Terry. It's an informal way of networking. It's all completely free. And all details, listener, are on www.kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk. And we always have a speaker at the Lenleys venue, which is on the 30th of October, for your diary.
Roper Road, Canterbury.
Roper Road, with free parking.
Dennis Broffy, Head of Beds.
Mm-hmm. And, we have one there because the acoustics are slightly better.
Okay.
So get along there and you'll find us.
Okay.
I was also going to read about East Kent Women in Business. Just a reminder, they say, that once seen, never forgotten. It's Tuesday the 14th of October, that's this evening, 6 to 8pm at the Abbots Barton, and that's 36 New Dover Road, Canterbury. So they're saying it's a Tuesday evening, not our normal Wednesday, and it's 6pm, and it's from Jane Wallace, who's the programme coordinator, and that is eKentWib, ekentwibb.org.uk, the website.
Cool, thank you for that.
Ekent Wibb.
I've got one tweet I need to read out, which is from Little Brown Fairy Cake.
Oh, right.
And Little Brown Fairy Cake says, could you give me a shout out, please, for Little Brown Fairy Cakes?
And what do they do?
Guess.
Well, they can't just make brown fairy cakes.
They make fairies.
Do they? Or cakes?
No, go on, we'll guess. Little Brown Fairy Cakes.
Or do they make
Welcome cakes? To Little Brown Fairy Cake. Distinctive cakes for all occasions are freshly baked at home and designed for your personal needs. And you can find them in Westgate-on-Sea.
Oh, lovely. Westgate-on-Sea. That now, where is that? Towards Margate, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Birchington and all that, isn't it?
Yeah, Westgate-on-Sea
normally
where it is.
Nice part of the country.
Yeah, and Little Brown Fairy Cakes knocks out fairy cakes in Westgate-on-Sea for your delection.
Lovely, it sounds fabulous. I should go and get one. Somebody's asking, what about cash flow? This short interactive seminar helps you to get your business relationships off on the right foot, covering customer and supplier due diligence, terms of business, through to ways of ensuring prompt payment and dealing with disputes. And we aim to inform and help, not just talk at you, they say. Sessions are limited to 20 people, allowing you to make the most of your time with our panel of qualified professionals. And you will be encouraged to ask questions and share your experiences. So it's the About Talent group, and they've joined forces with one of the leading law firms in the southeast, the fabulous Cripps Law. So that's the Tilly Clark.
Cripps Law, yes, and yes. And it's the lovely Belinda Raitt at About Talent. Yeah,
brilliant. And they'll be it's also with Tunbridge Wells based BSR Bespoke, and they're chartered accountants.
Cool.
So that sounds really good. There is a website which is www.eventbrite.co.uk, and Bright is BRITE.co.uk. What about cash flow tickets?
The links to book your tickets are on the Kent Business Radio website under today's show, which is show number 195. There is a full link to the Eventbrite booking page, as there is for everything else you've heard and will hear on the Kent Business Radio website. It will be linked to everything from today's show. But do you know what we're going to do now? We're going to talk to our studio guest.
I think we should.
It's
He's
about
stopped
time.
Eating now, hasn't
It's
he?
About time we introduce some decorum, common sense and intelligence
and
into the show. Absolutely. So it's an absolute pleasure to welcome to the Business Bunker show Mr. Terry Roffey of Brooks Security. Terry, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Paul.
It's a pleasure to have you here. Why don't you kick off by telling the listener a little bit about you and a bit about your background in the security industry and the formation of Brooks Security to start with.
Okay, well, we were talking about school earlier, and 72, I didn't know what to do with my work. Spoke to my uncle. He had a varied job in the security industry, and I joined as an apprentice. And as I'm in a recording studio, working with reel-to-reel tapes, and some of the equipment was actually a record with an arm, and if the alarm triggered, the arm would come across, it would dial 999.
Wow!
And the record would say, please, 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 and then it would give a message. So that seems really appropriate.
Are you still selling those?
Yeah, I think we've updated them now. Yeah. So that's what attracted me to the security industry, and for 42 years, that's been my profession.
Right. So you weren't an ex-policeman or anything?
Not an ex-policeman, no. Straight out of school, straight into the security industry as an apprentice, and then engineering, sales management, was MD of a PLC for a number of years. And Brooks Security had been on my radar probably the mid-90s. And I bought a controlling interest and have been there for 17 years.
Wow, okay.
Brooks Security is an established business, been around 25 years, and I think you know of it, Paul.
I certainly do, based over there in Bursted, which is where I grew up. And I used to work next door for Hoods.
Right.
I used to do a paper around there.
Right, okay.
So,
how have you changed since you arrived at Brook? Have you made changes with it? Did you bring something to it, or did you just allow them to sort of roll on as they were?
Well, I think Brooks Security then, George, was a small business. We've probably trebled or quadrupled in size. It operated only in Maidstone, only installing burglar alarm systems, or primarily. Mm. And we now install burglar alarm CCTV access control across Kent, London, protecting businesses for over 20 years with probably 4,000 clients now.
Right.
Wow.
Okay. And you also do domestic, I hear.
We do, domestic and commercial.
Since my cat's died, I can now have a burglar alarm.
Well, technology's moved on a bit. There are pet-friendly sensors now, so you can have a sensor and allow a cat and small dogs to move around without triggering your alarm. Yes.
Good. Well, that's a really...
Just while we're talking about things like that...
That cat's dying.
No. But small...
It's very traumatic, you know.
Small furry things and alarms... I had a really, really weird experience a couple of years ago at home. I was laying in bed one night, and I'm not normally the spooky type. I was laying in bed one night reading a book, and I suddenly heard a noise, and I kind of ignored it to start with, and then it got louder, and I thought, do you know, that sounds like someone tiptoeing up the stairs. It was really odd. And I thought, nah, it can't be. But the noise got worse and worse and worse, and eventually I got up, and I bent towards the door of my room to listen, and all of a sudden my alarm just went wow, 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 wow. But my alarm, upstairs alarm, was in the cupboard right next to my ear when it went off, and I nearly hit the ceiling, you know, because through it. So the alarm went off. I opened the door and ran out and went, you know, did the kind of
what were you
things
wearing at the time?
Oh, I don't remember. Some little nothing, probably. But I ran out onto the landing, and you do this, Jamie, Stu, Chris, Bill, surround him. You know, that kind of thing. I'm the only one in the house. And I ran downstairs, fully expecting to see the back door wide open, and everything like that. And nothing. Everything was secure, but the alarm was going off. And it was going, the PIR that pointed at the back door was going off. Anyway, I shut the alarm down and reset it and everything like that, and it kept doing funny things all through the night. I called the alarm company the next morning. What it turned out had been, there'd been a mouse had got in and had chewed through the alarm cable, and the noise I'd heard was the mouse frying. And it was cooked to a crisp, and it eventually had got through, had shorted the alarm and set the alarm off. It was unbelievable.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we have pet-friendly sensors that would deal with the movement, but not with chewing through the cables.
Well, actually, rodents can do an awful lot of damage, can't they?
They can. I mean, we can design the system not to force alarm because the rodent's moving, but if they're chewing through the cable, then that's going to be a problem.
You have had a mouse problem, though, haven't you? You've had them trotting across your desk before at one stage.
No, yeah.
Because you're in the country.
I live in the country, but no, that's not a problem.
There's radio technology now, though, so we can use wireless systems. So in terms of cables being chewed through, they can be designed out by using wireless technology.
Right. Okay.
Do you also do grills and things across windows, or is that not your bag?
We do a small amount of grills. Grills, safes, shutters, but mainly it's electronic security. So it's mainly alarms, CCTV and access control.
Okay, cool. Step us through some of where the industry has got to, Terry, because as you were saying, when you first started, and although you don't, you obviously started as a very, very young child.
That's very kind.
Yeah. You know, you had record players that did stuff. Of course, we've moved on a little bit since there. So, but tell us a little bit about where the security industry is now, both in domestic and in office security, because obviously a lot of our listeners are business people.
I think probably the biggest changes are in communication. So systems now will largely use wireless technologies, as we were saying. Mm. The record player has been replaced with GSM, GPRS, so radio technology.
Right.
So providing you can get a radio signal strength from your building, you can have a monitored system, or it can phone family or friends to alert them the alarm's gone off. And probably CCTV, where you've had cameras on Crime Watch, and you've had an image coming into an off-license, and the next image is they're over the counter, and you don't see what happened in between. Yeah. We've now got HD technology. So it's 1080p. It's like watching a movie on a cinema.
We got a webcam up there that's equally as good.
So 1080p and digital recording. So you can record and store for 31 days.
Right.
So if there's a problem, you can go back to see what it was.
Hmm.
And Jules is playing with a phone next to me. So you could have the alarm system contacting a phone, alerting you the alarm's gone off, and then you can... By using an app, you can go back and see your CCTV, you can see live images, you can see recorded images.
Mm.
So I think really technology, the convergence of technology is probably a mobile phone. So it's alerting someone on a mobile phone and allowing business owners or homeowners to see the property when they're not there.
Absolutely. I mean, that to my mind is one of the biggest breakthroughs ever, you know, because you go on holiday and even you know you've got an alarm.
You can turn your bath on, can't you, now?
Yeah, no, but I'm not thinking about that. I'm thinking about the early days of security, in the early days when you used to put an alarm in and an insurance company would insist you alarmed your house. Mm. You go away on holiday, the alarm would go off, and all you got when you got back was the neighbours moaning like anything that your alarm had been going off for a week. Yeah, because nothing happened. But nowadays, that has changed drastically with your ability to see what's going on from basically anywhere.
Yeah, I think wherever you are in the world, providing you've got a signal to your phone,
yeah,
you can be alerted to say your alarm's been triggered.
Yeah.
And then you can see your CCTV.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anywhere in the world.
And I think that kind of, because a lot of people, I don't know, I mean, you may have better knowledge of this than me, Terry, but it strikes me that in the early days, years ago when that happened, a lot of people then would go, do you know, we won't arm the alarm because it's annoying and it goes off and nobody ever does anything when it goes off and stuff like that. So you've got a lot of people that install alarms but they never alarm them.
There's nothing worse than an unreliable alarm, is there?
No, I mean, you hear people say that. They hear alarms going off, no one takes any notice. But I think largely that's probably a system that isn't maintained. It may be 20 years old.
Yeah.
It maybe wasn't fit for purpose.
Yeah. Mm.
So people now have pets. The system isn't designed to allow pets to move around. And they are certainly more stable and reliable. Last month, with 4,000 clients, we had, I think, a few phone calls out of hours, so overnight and at weekends, where engineers spoke to clients and just advised them about what they needed to do. Mm. But actually no call-outs. So an engineer didn't have to get in a car and go to a customer's premises at all in a whole month.
Really?
Wow. So the reliability now, I think, is there. It just needs to be designed. It needs to be maintained.
Yeah, absolutely. And really, that was my point, that the modern-day technology is suitable for what everybody needs to do with it.
Absolutely.
And how you can run it effectively. I shouldn't tell you this, really, as well. A few years ago, I lived in a very substantial house out in the country, not the one I live in at the moment. And one of the problems is we lived so far out in the country, we barely had electricity a lot of the time. And we had our own generators on site because we lost electricity a lot of the time. But one weekend, we lost electricity, and I switched the generator on. But the alarm system, which normally reset itself once you put the generator on, didn't, and it kept going off and off and off and off. And I couldn't get hold of the alarm company that was supposed to support it, and it was driving me nuts. Mm. Subsequently, what I found out was what it was is the battery had gone flat or something like that, so it set a secondary alarm off because the battery gone flat. Anyway, I got so annoyed with it, eventually I got a dirty great ladder up there and a sledgehammer, and I sorted it out like that. But that wasn't the best way to turn it off, I have to say.
No, there are technical solutions. Yeah.
I think Terry might have been a better bet.
It would have been better, yeah, but I wasn't having that. Whop. It took a while to switch off with a sledgehammer as well, I have to tell you.
What do you say about the old intruder lights? Because I'm a real fan of lights that come on as you approach, and I think they're great. But
I think security lights are really good. If you've used security like layers of an onion or layers of clothing, so on a cold day, the more layers you have, the warmer you are. And I think if you view security in that way, so perimeter fencing, security lighting, particularly with the winter months coming on. Mm. We don't install security lighting, but I think the most local sort of competent electrician could do that for you. And instead of someone stalking you possibly or hiding in the garden looking through a window, if the security light's on, it's going to scare them off. So
absolutely.
I think security lighting is
absolutely
a good. Yeah,
I've actually got a little solar one that I use. I've got a house in Spain, and it's great. I put it on about 3 years ago.
Can you see it from home?
Yeah, just pops on when anybody goes by. I think it's great. I love solar.
You need a CCTV in Spain so you can see what's going on.
Yeah. Well, you'll pop out and sort one out.
I will, definitely, yeah.
I want to move on a little bit in terms of talking about other kind of products and things in the security industry, Terry. I want to talk a little bit about access control. And stuff like that.
Yeah.
Can you tell us where we are with access control these days and the kind of products that are available? Presumably more business orientated, I would have thought.
They are. I think access control does exist in a residential market. So it may be an apartment block. It may be a large house with it's, you know, gated. It's a gated property. So someone needs to let you know. A visitor needs to let you know they're there. Mm. So that's a form of entry system where they press a button that would call the house or call a handset or can call a mobile phone. But it may have a keypad.
Right.
So in terms of a residential property, it may be simply a keypad or a radio fob to get in.
Right.
If you're in a commercial premises, then you need a bit more control, probably a bit more management, a bit more visibility over who's coming and going.
Yep.
So keypad, someone can stand on your shoulder, see what code you're using, and obviously get that access themselves. So the most reliable is probably proximity. Right. So it's a proximity reader. It's contactless. You have a card or a fob.
Right.
You hold it up to the reader within about a 50mm read range.
So if it's like an NFC thing. You just kind of...
Yeah, you just wave it in front. Yeah. And then you've got... So providing you're authorised, you can get into the building at particular times.
Hmm.
You can see if someone's tried to get in and they're not authorised to get in. Right, so you'll know that that person's been trying to get in at another time.
Right.
Schools will have... access control systems, and then they'll have, during peak times, when the children or students are coming in, they'll allow the doors to open.
Hmm.
Then the access control will become operational again outside that time window.
Right.
And then you go to biometric technology, which is fingerprint readers, eye retinas. It's that sort of bit James Bond, I suppose, in terms of future technology. Ooh. But it is here. Fingerprint readers
absolutely
are certainly here.
I mean, with fingerprints, because of course I've got an iPhone that lets me log onto it with my fingerprint, as it were. It's a bit of a pain, but okay. I want to talk about general fob and card based access systems for a moment, though. So basically, I'm assuming, I don't know, and I'm sure you'll put me right. So each device, let's say it's a fob, just for ease. So you have 10 fobs, say. So presumably the premises owner can program those so they know who they've got, their different fobs.
Absolutely. And as the owner, you would be entitled to come into the building through any door at any time.
Right.
You may restrict a cleaner to going through certain doors at certain times.
Right. So you could say you can only come in Saturday morning, 7 till 9.
Yes.
And then the fob won't work at any other time.
Yep. Yep.
Oh,
Okay. And for a contractor, so if you're employing a contractor, the contract period is, 2 weeks to a month, you can issue them a card or fob, and it would only be operational during that time. So if they don't return it at the end of the contract, they can't get access to your building another time because it would only have a start date and an end date.
Right, okay.
You can revalidate it, but it wouldn't continue to work 24/7. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And could you do that dynamically as well? So what am I thinking of? Saying you had a member of staff and they had access on quite a wide basis and they left or you fell out or something like that. Yeah. Can you then just deactivate that device?
You can. In terms of mobile phone technology, providing you've got a signal to your phone, you can have, there's a particular manufacturer and they have an app on a phone which is just like you being on your computer. You can get to the database, you can bar a user, you can open a door, so you can operate it remotely. So it's as if you're on site, you've got the database and you can amend it and delete and add accordingly.
Wow. That's pretty good. That's pretty clever stuff, isn't it?
And it is. I mean, amazing. In the 40 years, technology has gone from battery-powered systems.
Right.
I mean, there was electricity back in 72, but
the
systems were battery-powered to mobile phone technology, which does just about anything.
Right, okay. So really, really cool stuff. So that's kind of conventional alarms, access control. What are the other – and CCTV you mentioned as well, Terry.
Yes.
So where are things with the CCTV industry? Is it fairly similar to those kind of access control things, really?
It is. I think cameras – I mean, some systems will be overt. People want the cameras to be noticed.
Yeah,
absolutely. So they want the deterrent of having a CCTV system.
Yeah.
Other people, where they suspect something's happening, will be more interested in a covert solution.
Yeah, sure.
So it's a hidden camera.
Yeah.
And you need to be aware that you may be in a hotel room, you may be in an office.
Mm.
There may be a thermostat on a wall or a smoke detector on the ceiling. And that could be a camera. So you could be being watched. Yeah, so careful, Jules.
We're often watched on here.
Well, we forget. We've got a webcam in the studio here and everything we're doing is on that camera. And we quite often forget.
Most of them are me eating, seems to be.
Yeah.
But would a company have to inform employees by law, though? Surely that would be like snooping.
Under the Data Protection Act, you can install covert CCTV, but it has to be for a specific purpose and for a limited period of time.
Mm.
So you aren't really meant to install covert cameras, hidden cameras, for indefinitely.
Yeah, sure.
And without a purpose, just to be a voyeur or a snoop.
So basically, if things are going missing from the stock room, you can put a camera in, find out who's nicking it, then take the camera out, basically.
So it's a temporary solution.
Have you done any banking work?
No, banking's quite high end. It's quite high risk. I mean, we as a company are NACOS Gold accredited. We can work in any risk level. But banking's quite specialist, and it's not a sector that we work in.
And with your accreditation, what hoops do you have to jump through to get that sort of accreditation? It's the spell it out for me. NSI.
It's the National Security Inspectorate. You have to have you have to be trading for a number of years. You have to be viable, financially viable. You have to security screen your staff, because obviously they're going into people's homes and businesses. So they need to be trustworthy. To achieve NACOS Gold accreditation, you need an ISO 9001 quality management system as well.
Right.
So you deliver a good service, and by having a quality management system, you're able to deliver that on a continuous basis. In fact, it's about constant improvement. It's not like the old BS 5750 where you made to a particular standard. This is constantly improving our business.
Right.
Fantastic. Cool. We've had a tweet from Fruitworks in Canterbury that are listening to the show, all of the guys over there, and they say they're going to talk to you about access control systems.
Fantastic.
So I'm sure they'll get hold of you and talk to you about that.
Thank you.
Terry, we could talk about this for ages. Sadly, we're running out of time. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker. Stay for the remaining few minutes we have of the show. But can you give us a shout out for your website and stuff? George, you can tell us Terry's Twitter handle, can't you?
Yes, I can. It's at Brooke with no E _ security.
Thank you.
And
Terry can give us his website, because he knows that.
I can do the easy bit, www.brooksecurity.com.
Fantastic. Based in Maystone, covering
Kent and London. So southeast England, but Kent and London mainly.
Fantastic. Terry, thank you so much for joining us
on
the Business Bunker.
Thank you, George.
It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you, and do stay with us for the remaining few minutes.
You can eat some more marshmallows now.
Absolutely. I've got a little song to play for Terry.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it about security?
It is. Otis Redding.
Wow.
Security.
This must be old.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good number.
You must have searched for this.
Temp Network have hundreds of vacancies across West Kent. We offer ongoing work, weekly pay, and a variety of shift patterns to suit your needs. Visit us at www.tempnetwork.co.uk or call Tunbridge Wells 531-777.
Let's work it to the bone, bone, bone. Come on, work.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back there. A bit of security. Otis Redding. It's great when a show comes together, isn't it?
I know, I love that. You know, we've just had a really funny tweet from Stopwatch Hospitality. They say to Terry, alternatively, you can go low-tech for security, Business Bunker, Vanilla Web, Jewel Soap and Brooke_security. And they've given us a picture of a doormat saying the neighbours have better stuff.
That's typical. Yeah. I'm not talking to Paul since he tweeted that picture out. We were discussing last week my penchant for Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
And he tweeted a picture in which he claimed three young ladies that I met at Brands Hatch were called Fleetwood and Mac.
With rather low cleavage, as I remember.
Yes.
And you were squashed in the middle of them all.
I was indeed.
Yeah. In heaven.
No, it was Brands Hatch. We've had a tweet from Crimson Print, and that's KrymsoN.
And they think we're funny.
Yeah, apparently.
It's a business show. Yeah, it's very sensible, this show.
Yeah, they said it's the first time they've tuned in, and it's a bit weird for a business show.
They said, you guys are great, so funny.
Yeah,
sorry about that. Do you think they're listening to the right show?
Yeah, they must be listening to something else, you think.
Morecambe and Wise or something.
Hey, Taywell Ice Cream.
Hey,
I've been on. No, not A up. A they're up. From Paddock Wood.
You said A.
I just said A. Taywell's Ice Cream have been on, and you started going back all Yorkshire, and Taywell's are in Paddock Wood.
What are they making? What flavours are they telling you?
It doesn't say, but it says it looks delicious.
What?
It's just what it says.
What, that doormat?
It just says Frankie's Farm Shop, Chris Connect, Vanilla Web, all the people on Business Bunker. That looks delicious.
Well, do you know, I'll tell you something.
What?
Quite odd. I've never actually eaten a ribeye steak.
Have you not?
No. I never have. I don't know why I never have. Maybe it's a man thing. So I might go there and have it. If they've got Prosecco to wash it down, it's worth going.
They do loads of things. They do loads of really nice things. They do a brilliant brunch at Frankie's.
How big are the Prosecco bottles?
Huge. Not as big as the one I tweeted last week of yours.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah.
Dear Paul, with no mention of me, they say we'd like to bring your attention to the excellent workshop below, organised by Alexandra Campbell, how to write a successful blog. And it's Thursday the 16th of October, so that's this Thursday, at 6:30 to 20:30, so 8:30 to you, Faversham, and it's £50. And for more details, they're saying go to www.eventbrite.co.uk, how to write a successful blog, Kent, and lots of other bits. So we'll put details of that on Kent Business Bunker Radio website after the show, which is kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
It is indeed. Thank you. We're getting loads of feedback now from that piece we just did. Although we've had a bit from earlier. Oliver McNeil, who is the videographer that took the video, said you are actually more than welcome to use the YouTube video. So thank you, Oliver.
Aww,
so I will put it up
nice.
On the Bunker Show later.
So
thank
you
for
listening
that.
In.
It's a great film.
You said he was a great videographer.
Yeah.
If that's the right word.
What I just made that up.
Or is he a producer of videos?
He makes videos.
Yeah.
He films stuff.
Is that a videographer?
It is now.
I think so.
You're questioning my English.
Maybe that'll go in the Oxford Dictionary now.
Yeah.
Possibly. And Sally Lake is listening in.
Yeah. Hello, Mr. A and Mrs. S.
Yeah.
Sally's here.
Do you know
Hi, Sal. How are you doing?
Do you know what she's making?
Cakes.
She's making a chocolate and orange, lemon and fruit this week. Now, I don't know if that's all together or two separate. Whether it's chocolate, well, it could be four, couldn't it? It could be chocolate and orange and then a lemon and a fruit. So that's four cakes, I reckon, she's making.
Four cakes. Is that like four candles?
Don't start on that.
Four cakes.
Yes.
We got lots to get through. Lisa Marie has said, I know someone who uses their mobile link to CCTV to check that the gardener turns up on time.
Now, would that be allowed, Terry?
That's fine. Yeah, that's permissible.
But would it only be permissible for a certain amount of time? You see, going back to what you said about spying on people.
Well, data protection doesn't apply to private individuals, so you can do
what you
pretty
want.
Much what you want in your home, but you can't sort of look over the neighbour's fence or pry into their houses, so it's a privacy issue, really.
I'd like to spy on my dog, because when I go out, she's a whippet cross, with a Doberman, she's rescue, she fluffs up all the sheepskin rugs. She just rolls them all up. And I want to know why. Like, everyone in the house. And she goes on all the beds. There's a prize here. This is a special prize, and it's worth over £2,000, listener. Ahead of the Great British Event of the Year, we're giving away an amazing prize, they say. Now, who is this? This is... well, I'll tell you, it's the High Achievers Academy.
Why don't you tell us who it is, Jules?
It's the High Achievers Academy.
It's the High Achievers Academy.
Yeah, and they're giving away a prize over £2,000.
Wow.
It's worth. So to enter, you follow the link, which is www.thehighachieversacademy.com /BrianTRKCompetitionLondon. Remember, Achievers, listener, is I before E, except after C. And you can win a VIP ticket to Brian Tracy's one-day MBA in London, one-night stay at the Hilton, London Wembley, and VIP dinner with Brian Tracy in the Shard. Oh, this sounds amazing. I want to win this. I might do this. One seat at Brian Tracy's one-day MBA, one-night stay at the Hilton, London Wembley, an exclusive dinner with Brian Tracy in the Shard restaurant, access to the VIP lounge, Masters DVD series, Bob Proctor, John Assaraf and Brian Tracy. I want to win that, so I'm going to go on that link. That's going in my handbag.
Cool. We've got so many tweets coming in now about all kinds of things and quite a few emails through, so we're going to try and rush through them. Crimson Print have said, great show. As it is the first time we've listened, we are a design and print company based in Kent. Low cost, high quality print. Crimsonprint.co.uk, and Crimson is spelled K-R-Y-M-S-O-N. Annabelle K is also listening in. Hi, Kent Business Radio. Don't forget to organise your freelancers as well as your employees. And I happen to know that Annabelle is staging a workshop on that very thing, which is how to organise freelance staff that work for you. And the best way of finding out about that is to follow her on the Twitter. And her Twitter handle is Annabelle K, K-A-Y-E, Annabelle K, all one word. Do give her a follow on the Twitter. Alex at FKeys, the Microsoft training company over there in both Medway and Canterbury, went and found the video of the Bill Skinner interview for me and has posted it on Twitter.
Oh, he's
Thank you
diligent.
Very much. And he's in full flow today, Alex, because he's also said somewhere here to Terry that and the guys that are running the Brooks Security Twitter handle, he's now trying to get them to invest in Paul Clark's doormats as a promotional gift for your security company.
Thanks, Alex.
So that's a good idea, Alex.
Yeah, you could start giving away German Shepherds as well. They're always good guard dogs.
Yeah.
There are 2 days left. This is raising money for Chestnut Tree House Hospice. In 2 days, Ex-Tech directors Paul, Andrew and Jethro are riding 100 kilometres for Chestnut Tree House Hospice. It takes £3 million a year, they're saying, in donations to run the Chestnut Tree House. And this gives very poorly children a chance to live through progressive and life-limiting conditions. The money raised will help to promote also, to provide bereavement support and end of life and short break care and sibling support to families around Sussex. So this is a really, really worthy thing to get involved in. You can go to www.justgiving.com/XTech, that's E-X-T-E-C-H hyphen limited, or you can text just donate, text EXTE88 £5 to 700701.
Cool.
Nice one. We will put that on the Kent Business Radio website.
Yeah. Kent Science Park over there at Sittingbourne have tweeted in, hello Business Bunker and Vanilla Web, polish off your elevator pitch. We're hosting a speed networking breakfast on the 2nd of December. To book, you need to go to their website, which is ukspeednetworking.com, ukspeednetworking.com. I've also been asked to read this, which is Being Well Matters, the Kent Wellbeing Summit, which is taking place on Wednesday the 5th of November. There could be fireworks.
Oh, they could. When was it?
It's on the 5th, Wednesday the 5th of November,
oh,
which is apparently National Stress Awareness Day.
Oh, that's mad.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
What guy is doing the event?
It's at the Hilton Hotel Maidstone, and it starts at 9 a.m. You know, I got that. I just ignored you. I didn't want to do any more old banger stuff from you, really. Yeah. I didn't want
to. Do you think they'll have forks?
Your sparkler wit and all the rest of it is just yeah.
I know. Well, Catherine will be doing it. Maybe.
See, now you're jumping. You're jumping all over the place, aren't you,
Jack?
Can we stop with the firework puns
okay,
now, please?
Okay.
And I'm going to start this again. Being Well Matters. The
but
Kent Wellbeing
Rocket
Summit.
Man.
Shut up. The Kent Wellbeing Summit is on Wednesday, the 5th of November, and it's National Stress Awareness Day. And it's taking place at the Hilton Hotel Maidstone. Starts at 9 a.m., finishes at 4:30. Melanie Moore and Elaine Bolton from CIPD, that's the Chartered Institute of Personnel and Development, Kent Branch, will be guests on Who Cares Win Show on Monday the 20th of October, 12 noon, to chat more about the event. Angela and Jan, who are on the Who Cares Win Show on this very channel, Channel Radio.
Monday.
Yeah. Are also two of the speakers at the event, and it's an engaging day exploring the areas of well-being for you, your colleagues and your organisation. There's a panel discussion and there's local companies offering their tales of success and their initiatives and their ideas that they've implemented on workplace well-being, and they include Tilmanston Salads, Holiday Extras, Kent County Council and Givaldan, the pharmaceutical company over there in Ashford. We have sessions and workshops to enlighten on areas such as stress, health, the law and mental health. They include Brasher's Mind, Greenleaf, the Stress Management Society, Daniel's Fitness Group and Another Journey Begins. There's a mind maze, there's all kinds of things. The best thing to do, it's a really inexpensive ticket price as well. The best thing to do is to go to the events page and find out all about it. And you can do that by going to www.cipd.co.uk/branch/Kent. Or the easiest thing is to listen to the Who Cares Win show on Channel Radio on Monday the 20th of October from 12 noon. And Angela and Jan will tell you all about it.
I looked forward to hearing all about Catherine Wheel and her event. Mm-hmm. Digibree Weekender, the festival, it's organised by the digital agency Deeson, and there will be lots and lots of people there telling you things, but it will be hosted by Robin Ince, I-N-C-E. He's a comedian, writer and co-host of BBC4's Infinite Monkey Cage. So it's the Gulbenkian Theatre. The University of Kent, but I think it's the theatre there, Gulbenkian.
Yeah, the Gulbenkian's on the campus of the University of Kent at Kensal.
18th of October, 9:30 to 6, and it's only £10 a ticket. www.digibree-weekender.co.uk.
There's lots of big industry. I'm going to the Friday event, to the VIP event, and then to the weekend. There's lots of big industry speakers from all kinds of places, I think, like Google and Microsoft and Yahoo.
Sounds good.
And all that kind of stuff.
Your invitation to network, have a great time and offer a helping hand to disadvantaged children. Plans are well advanced for the Wealden Business Group's annual charity dinner, and we'd like to invite you to join us. And the dinner's at the Little Silver Country Hotel in Tenterden, near you. Paul Andrews, which will be held on Saturday the 31st of January next year in aid of Pestalozzi International, which is
in aid of what?
Pestalozzi.
Pestalozzi.
Pestalozzi. It's written here. Pestalozzi. That's right.
Okay, no, I'm saying nothing.
But you're looking
I'm
at saying me aghast.
Oh, no, I just wonder why you're spitting all over my mic.
That's your aghast face. Pestalozzi.
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 Pestalozzi. It is Italian, is it?
Pestalozzi, I don't know. The charity which educates and mentors young people from some of the poorest countries in the world. The event includes a champagne reception, excellent four-course dinner, a choice of music, the sweet sounds of former X Factor singer Beth Wilson, and a lively disco. All for just £40 a head. And there's fabulous prizes as well. So it's a good way to shake off your post-Christmas blues. And also network, of course. So you need to go to Pestalozzi International. Log on to www.pestalozzi.org.uk. That's P for Peter, E, S for Sugar, T, A, L, O, double Z, I. And I don't have my glasses on, but I'm pretty sure that's right.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Have you got another one to read?
Yeah. There's Business Community Breakfast, and it is BCB, and it meets on the second Thursday each month at Gillingham golf course, commencing at 7:30 a.m. Do you see, I always say Gillingham now, like a train driver. Mm-hmm. And finishing by 9 a.m. But they said there's no pressure to leave. It's £10 payable in advance. And, of course, the fabulous Alex at F Keys, our lovely, lovely friend, will also, if you send him your ad for the screen at intervals throughout the breakfast, he'll pop it on for you in advance. You need to email Alex Waterton, alex@ffreddy-keys.co.uk. And that's from the fabulous Ken Wheeler, ken@businesscommunitybreakfast.co.uk. And it's always on the second Thursday each month at Gillingham Golf Club.
Gillingham. Is there a reason that you pronounce it like that?
That's
Gillingham.
What they would say on trains, don't they?
Is that what they say on the trains?
They say Gillingham.
Gillingham.
That my son, for years, thought that ham handbag was spelt H-A-M-B-A-G.
Yeah, but in your case, it probably was. That's probably because it had loads of cold meats in your handbag. Because I've seen your handbag.
You
have a full restaurant in your handbag.
You never get to the bottom of it, do you?
No, there's always a half-eaten ham, a little hunk of cheese, a half-finished bottle of Prosecco. That's just laying around in where most people would just have dust and lint.
Yeah, but what do you have in your work bag? You have sort of
I don't have a bag.
No,
oh,
you
that
do.
Bag.
You have.
I've got 19 pairs of headphones and a set of screwdrivers is what I've got in there.
You also have some lovely tea from all the way from Sri Lanka.
You planted some ginger tea in my bag last week.
Did I get a thank you?
No, you didn't.
Listener?
No, you didn't.
You also have a little fried mouse in there, no doubt, that's gone in and when you've electrocuted it.
Well, for lunch.
Yeah, little fried mouse.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello, I hope you've heard about the recent success of the Marketing Hub, which was set up by the WDBA. Who are they? A local networking group. Do you know the WDBA?
That would be the Wadhurst Business Development Group.
Brilliant.
I think.
You are so clever, like an oracle. Mm. A local networking group with a strongly educational theme. And they tell you more about marketing than you knew when you entered the room, they say. Right, who do we find here? 3ws.wadhurstbusiness.co.uk. Monday, 3rd of November, in the Commemoration Hall, 18:30. And that must be in Wadhurst, I guess. I think it must
be. I guess it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lovely. Thank you, Mark.
Cool. Thank you for that.
Kensington Victor Chamber.
Yeah.
Is Friday, the 31st of October, Hilton Maidstone Hotel, Maidstone. And Tuesday, the 11th of November, AMF Bowling in Ashford. And they will have Zoe Cairns, The Importance of Being Social with Your Online Activities.
It's Zoe's birthday last week.
Is it?
Yeah.
Thursday the 13th.
Happy birthday,
November.
Zoe.
Yes, happy birthday. Did she get the bumps?
Quite possibly.
Thursday the 13th of November, Maidstone Museum, Maidstone. And that's for chamber members, £15 plus VAT. Do you know, I've got a sugar rush from all that. I've eaten so many marshmallows, Paul Andrews. I'm going to have to jog around the block.
Absolutely. I just want to tell you about Mike Waterton of this parish. Mike has recently launched a new website, mikewaterton.com. On there, you can find loads and loads of resources for inspiration, motivation and success. There are videos, there are reports, and there are chapters of his book. His latest book, he's written four books, his latest book has just become available on Kindle for download, and it's called 50... Rates of Pay. Why are you looking at me like that?
No, I'm aghast.
Why?
Just at how good you're being today.
All right.
That was 50, my impressed face.
Oh, thank you. 50 Rates of Pay, which I have downloaded and I have started to read. I'm very good at it too.
Clever
So
Mike.
So do check that out. It's mikewaterton.com. M-I-K-E-W-A-T-E-R-T-O-N. mikewaterton.com. Check it out. There's a course for startups and social enterprises. Kent Adult Education Centre is well known for providing an extensive range of courses aimed to meet the various needs and interests of communities in Kent. In collaboration with the Enterprise Foundation, the Kent Adult Education will be delivering a series of short seminars from the Maidstone Enterprise Centre. You can find out all about them by emailing Emma Brooks, and that's emma.brooks@enterprisefoundation.net. And do you know what, Jules?
End of the show.
We're at the end of the show. That's where we are.
Big thanks to our sponsor, Telcare.
A big, big thank you to our sponsor, Telcare, the telecommunications and telephone systems providers over there on the Medway City Estate. A fabulous thank you to our guest, Bill Skinner from Bill Skinner Studios, and Mr. Terry Roffey from Brooks Security. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Chronicles show. It's been an absolute pleasure to hear from you. Thank you so much. Coming up on Channel Radio after this show at 3 o'clock, we have Mr. Kevin Cann with Extra Milk. We have, that's at 3 o'clock. At 5 o'clock, Mr. Craig Avery and his stripy socks. Mr. Craig Avery, the lady's favourite, will be on at 5. And then at 7 o'clock, Phil with Down the Pub.
Down the Pub.
The boys aren't quite back. Jonathan's wife has just given birth, recently. So congratulations.
What does she have?
A baby.
Yeah.
So just to say a big well done to them and their new addition to the family. But Phil will be here with Beer, Birds, Balls and Bands Down the Pub at 7 o'clock. And then Mr. Jamie Andrews with 18 hand-picked, lovingly chosen tracks of new music on the New Potato Show starting at 9 o'clock tonight. You've been listening to me, Paul Andrews, and Urgell Serkin. We will be...